Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
Everything
I
that
for
I
myself.
Can.
Forever, I'ma need your help. I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first.
Let's go.
We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelation. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children.
Yeah.
It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody went in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? God saved me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God.
Better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Well, good evening, family. Yes, we have a bunch of background noise, but excuse me. Good evening, family, and welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Yes, tonight is Hot Topics, and we are excited to continue this drive, to continue this push. Yes, we had technical difficulties in the beginning of this broadcast, and we're glad for those that have held on. Can I get everyone to please message whoever you invited? Please send out a personal message and say we are live on Facebook and say we are live as well as I am too. And tell somebody about tonight's broadcast, that we get as many of our fellow men and women on this broadcast, that we can speak clearly, we can speak relevant, and we can speak right now about what God is doing. This is Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Hot Topics. Let's do this thing. So on Tuesday, and I got to reach out to my friends, because most people that if I don't send a reminder, they don't show up. So I got to send some reminders out here too, because I got caught up with the broadcast and not being able to post all of the things that we needed to remind people of. We're going to do that now and get some of our callers involved. But the question that was brought to most of us on Tuesday night is that why, and this is from a man's perspective, but why, when a guy changes his life, the same women that he used to could get the number, get the plug, and the hookup, why is it no longer available? Well, we started talking about it a little bit before then, and I think we realized that, first of all, if I'm different, I have to change my society. I have to change my environment. I have to change the people that I'm spending time with. And then we also learned that if I am truly becoming a man of God, because I'm speaking for our men tonight before I get a chance to text everyone, is that we have to be more about our Father's business and more about doing what God had called us to do in the beginning, that when we find a good thing, we find a wife. Well, you first of all have to know what you're looking for. We talked about that on Tuesday. Like I said, give me a minute. I'm inviting some of my brothers to get in here tonight. We started a little late. Pray for us. I'm under time constraints because I have a workout schedule tonight already put in place. But guess what? What's more important? Thank you. I heard it in the spirit. God's work and doing what he has called us to do. So we're here, and we are looking for a female co-hostess for Women Speak Now, Hot Topics. That's twice a month, every second Tuesday with Man Up and Hot Topics, and then following Thursday with Women Speak Now and Hot Topics, where we really get deep into the conversation of the things that I think most of us that are single, most of us that are married and in relationship need more information. That's the point of this broadcast, is that we can really share, that we can really go in deep, that we can really acknowledge how far off we are from where we should be. So the question was asked, is that why? You know, hey, man, I got saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to church now. I've changed my life, and the attraction is gone. Why? Why? And we have to ask this question, not just on the man's side, that we have to do better in where we're looking, but evidently the woman that they're dealing with and that we're dealing with is saved too. But when we come off so timid and we come off so humble, we come off so likable, we're only liked as friends instead of being liked as a partner, as a boyfriend, as eventually a husband. So that's the question tonight. And we need the help of all of my sisters. And nobody excluded. No one's not a part of this discussion. We are all here to conversate on this, that we can really get the right answers and we can really go to the right places and we can really hear the right voices on how to make relationship. See, I let that pause go in there because that's the most integral thing to me, is about relationship and how to continue relationship and how to keep relationship and how to make relationship number one. I found out that my relationship with God made it more important than my relationship with anyone else, but it also prepared me for my relationship with anyone that I may come into contact with. And know that that is of God. That is what God is calling us to do. He's calling us to be on one accord. He's calling us to be unified. He's calling us to be together and pushing for the same mark of the high calling. So I want to give a couple more seconds. I'm still sending out some messages to some of our brothers out there that we want to get in the conversation, especially Minister Michael. because he brought the question up, and he didn't bring it like he needed anybody because he just got engaged. But I'm pretty sure someone in his circle, someone that he's been around, asked the question, and he wanted to present that question to us that we may be able to help not only his friend, but maybe help me. Why is it hard for a brother to get the number, to get the date, to get the relationship when he becomes, in the world's eyes, soft? Again, why is it so difficult for the brother to get the number, the date, and the relationship? Because that's how a real man of God should be operating, is to now find the treasure at the end. Why is it so hard? Are there any of my sisters out there that are so real that you'll tell me why? And I know you've changed your life, so now you're looking for other, but can we get some real out here so my brothers could get something that's going to help them be better than they were? Dial one right now, get in the conversation. This is Hot Topics on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. And yes, I don't mind talking, but I would so much prefer to have my sisters and my covenant partners to come on in and get in this conversation. Area code 7562. No, I'm sorry. That's my number. Area code 714, last four, 2381. You are live on Hot Topics.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. This is Sister Frankie, and I believe this is my telephone number. Am I correct, Pastor E?
You are correct. 714, last four, 2381.
All right. Thank you. It's my work cell phone number, so I had to make sure. But good evening, everyone. What a compelling question to make us think about why, as Christian men, now we can't find a woman because they think that we think that, that you are soft. And just some of my thoughts to that is, you know what? Yes, I want a godly man. I want someone who follows the scriptures, but in following the scriptures, it does not make you weak. It does not make you, and I'm going to get in trouble for this word, but I think that
wait a minute.
It doesn't make you, what? It doesn't make you a pooper.
No, no.
That doesn't mean that, what? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted, because first of all, I heard the word weak. I think
right.
My brothers like that to understand more of that word, because we want to key on some things tonight, because I know we want to be about God's business, but we also want to know how to be. So we.
And I'm glad you said that, because it puts me in the mindset of King Solomon, right? King Solomon was the son of King David. Now, we all know who King David was back in the Old Testament, a warrior, and he did a whole bunch, right? But he was a godly man, but he was a man's man, meaning, and I'm going to say this also about King Solomon, because King Solomon, if you read about him, he also was a warrior, as well as he was wealthy and he was wise, and yet he still understood how to romance, right? And none of that made him weak. Actually, in women's perspective, and I'm just going to say mine because there are other women on here that may disagree with me, but that puts me in the mind of he's going to protect me, he's going to provide for me, and he's going to love me, right? All of that makes him, in my mind, a strong man. And oh, by the way, he's following God's word, because what did David do? David humbled himself before God. What did King Solomon do? King Solomon also was one who sought God in everything, but yet in him seeking God, he was still sexy, because if you read the Song of Solomon, it's all about romance. It's all about being sexy. So I don't want men to lose that edge, if you will, because trying to be so holy, right, that, you know, Pastor, you said this in your sermon of last week, check yourself before you wreck yourself, right? Are you trying to be so holy that you miss the boat, right, that now you don't know how to protect a woman, you don't know how to provide for a woman, or you don't know how to love a woman? I don't believe that changes. Maybe the dynamics may change, but how you go about it based on, my experiences.
Okay, so brothers, I see that the board is full of females. I'm looking at y'all numbers up here, and all the brothers that asked the question on Tuesday ain't here. But I'm going to say this. So really, it's not about changing who you are. It's about changing who you serve.
Come on, you're changing dance partners. My dance partner is now my master, who is God, who is the master, right?
Oh, okay. I get it. I go back to 2 Corinthians, since we're preaching tonight. I'm willing to go either way. But in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, but behold, all things become new. That tells me that who God created me to be is still strong, is still mighty, is still authoritative. But it's under the will of God and not under the will of the world, saying that if you follow Jesus, you got to be weak. If you're a Christian, you can't be a protector or be a gentleman. Is that what you're saying?
And that's definitely what I'm saying. And in addition to that, you know, are you fishing in the wrong pond looking for this woman, or are you waiting? And while you're waiting, is God refining you for your mate, right? Because I still think there's still work that you have to do on you. And just like I still have to do work on me to make sure that I'm prepared for a mate, right?
Hey, all right. Oh, there we go. See, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty is because I think all of the hot topics come down to what are you preparing yourself for? Is there anybody else out there want to get in this conversation? We want to hear from all. The question is, why cannot a brother get the plug when everybody tell you in the whole city he a Christian? Now, I'll tell you from experience. I have experience in this. When you become sold out, you don't have to tell nobody. It's already known by everybody that there's out there to know.
Correct.
That you are just not tolerating the discrepancies that come with natural life. Eric Cole, 442, last four, 2899. You are live on Hot Topics. What it do?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Pastor E.
What's up, sister?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I was listening to Sister Belle, Cynthia, and I was just looking. I came in on last because I had missed a couple of subjects about why women looking for the bad boys. Well, that was the
There you go. No. You made it plain. There you go.
Okay. For me, I'm using myself as an example. Okay, I wasn't always saved, and a person know the another person as their own self. I could call myself a bad girl, but if you look at me, you're like, I'm innocent looking. Okay, I look innocent. But the bad boys, what they looking for is the ones that, you know, have all the confidence in the world. They all that, a bag of chips, and they think they can have anything. They show power, and they have, you know, anything a woman, they think, you know, in control. Now, I'll even say, my father was a strong man. I don't want nobody weak. I see the weakness of, you know, not showing the strength. They have the strength. God gave a man the power to be strong. But some, below their standards, they don't have no confidence. So we are looking for confidence in that man because they supposed to protect us. And if we don't feel they can't protect us, they can't back us up, and we say they're weak. You know, I'm going to the natural side a look at the natural side of men, because everybody is not saved. Everybody is not, you know, in that realm to understand that. But some people are in the natural, but they know the natural aspect. So we're going to come down to the natural part, and we all would understand what is the weakness when we find it in men, that we don't want nobody weak. I mean, that's just a term, the slang, or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, that'll make you holier than thou. So, like they said, like I heard you said the guy say he wanted a change because he been in a world, he trying to find a decent woman, a pure woman. He tired of these, the women that's out there in the world because they are, you know, they change their faces. They show one way, but they something else. Men are looking for real now. So they have to change, and then if women see they changing, then they would connect, and then
right.
through that connection, and then they would find reality and find everything that they want in the man. Men would find everything they wanted in the woman, but it comes from God first. Now, if they don't have God like they supposed to have, how could they give us the love and the excitement and all that kind of stuff we are looking for? So something's missing.
Man, come on now.
So
that's real.
So they have to be on one accord. They have to be, you know, on the same level in order to find what you're really looking for. That's why they go from one person, one man, to this man, to this woman, because they're trying to find a certain thing. But if they look at God first and be in God and find him first, and they had that love, and that be taken care of. That's all the women.
And you know, and one thing I'll say is that, not in defense, but in a alternate to what's going on, is that I was trained a certain way by my father to
uh-huh.
open doors, to walk on the outside
right.
by the curb, to now guard, to now protect. I was taught that. My dad used to always whisper that in my ear, that, well, wait a minute, you the man.
Right.
You should always be the protector and of any woman, your sister, your mother, your teammate, your choir members, anything. I was trained that way.
Right.
So it's not far off for me to automatically do things that were, you know, given to me by
yeah,
my parents.
Automatic.
But it got
yeah.
lost in the shuffle. Because most young men, when we're mentoring them, guys, I want you guys to hear me, is that when we're mentoring them, they be like, open the door. Why?
Right.
She don't want me to open the door. My granddaddy, I've heard this so many times. My granddaddy told me to open the door, and she look at me like
you're crazy.
I got it.
Yeah.
So we got to look at, you know, the differences of that, because most of us that are, you know, probably comment tonight, we're looking for that final go home. We're looking for that final resting. Who am I going to end this with? I mean, so, but how do we make, or how do we create new systems that helps the next generation to not just wait around to get married and then be, you know, be shacked up,
right.
but to really be invested and to really be about growing family.
That's the
question comes about, because, right.
And a lot of people losing their example, they are getting slacked of different things they stop doing. Even though they know what they're supposed to do, they stop doing that. They got
right.
slow for a slack, you know. Like, you know, like I say, we were brought up, you know, some women, like, if they're not used to being catered to, used to being the doors open like that, or used to be saying, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. And if you wasn't used to, you know, coming up in that way, sometimes we have to teach a person. We, even though how
yes.
old they're supposed to be, but some people have to be taught. If we can't teach them, we can't help them. You know?
I think that's where we're at now, is that we got to become better teachers and use these platforms that other people can hear, that there's an opportunity, there is a chance to make it and sow into these kids' lives better than that. Come on. I know there's somebody else out there that wants to dial one, that wants to get in the conversation, that has already been instructed to be here tonight. Minister Yvonne. Hold on. Something happened. What happened? Minister Yvonne, good evening. How are you? Welcome to Hot Topics. All right, let me say this. Let me say this to anybody out there. If you are online listening, you can't respond. You have to call in at 319-527-6173. Again, if you want to interact and be heard, you must call into the broadcast. You must dial 1 to be brought into the queue. That way we can allow you in, that you can be a part of this broadcast. So don't give up.
Amen.
You didn't do anything wrong. We want you to try again. Dial 1 so we can bring you in. Area code 908, last 4, 0562. This is Minister Valerie, I believe. Good evening, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you, great man of God. Thank you for the invite on tonight. I tell you, this is definitely an old age conversation, hot topic, as always. You know, I'm reminded, you know, of the scriptures, and I always stand on it. When I heard the word about being weak, it reminded me what my father said to me with my initial first marriage, and he didn't like the man that I was being married. He felt like he was weak, but I didn't understand that. And I was like, why my father stated that to me? You know, because I didn't feel like he was weak. I always thought that he was nice and sweet until I actually went into the marriage, and then I learned things a little better. But, you know, life teaches you things, especially when you experience things in relationships. So when I get saved, by and by, then I learned things a little bit better based on the scriptures, and I'm still standing on it, you know, in Amos 3 and 3. How can two walk together unless they agree? So that's what I believe men still have to take into consideration as well, too, not the physical thing. I know, you know, our eyes look at the first thing about attraction, but we got to get a little bit more deeper, you know, in the inside and think things
right.
A little bit, as you say, different. But however, from my understanding, though, I think that's maybe one of the problems we might have, Pastor E, because I don't know if you agree or not. There's nothing in scripture that actually stated about dating. So I don't know where that actually derived from because
I truly agree.
So
let me just say this. I truly agree because the Bible says nothing about dating. It says something about finding and then knowing a good wife. So that's like solidifying relationship. So
right.
I do agree.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you, great man of God. Okay. So moving forward from there. It's, you know, it's about communication and, like you said, learning things because it also reminds me of Proverbs 22:6. I always bring that in, not just for my children, but, you know, just for us as people at large. Train up a child in the way they should go when you were talking about teaching. And I believe that's where some of the things is lost in translation because, like, from generation to generation, we have lost that art of training up our children in the way that they should go. Because the Bible says, well, if you train a child in the way that they should go, they will not depart from it. But what is that it? What's the it factor? So if we train up the child in the way of the Lord, more than likely men will know how to search out the right mate. So there again, I encourage men and women to stand on the word. This is one that just stands out to me. It just triggers me every single time when it comes to relationships. Again, Amos 3 and 3. How can two walk together unless they agree? Rings more true than ever. It does, even still today. What would you like to do? Would you like to walk through life miserably, or do you want to actually walk together in agreement? In marriage, when two walk together separately, I believe is not marriage like God intended. And I believe that's what we're missing, again, here and today. As you stated earlier,
yeah.
You know, the scripture, old things are passed away, John 3:16. Old things are passed away. So we as believers, we have to be self-minded, as I heard that word, like you said, being mindful. We have to be self-minded to understand, to be rooted still in the Word, not looking for what the world is, because the world is, you know, the world is still lost. So how are we going to really build a great relationship if we want to do it the world's way? Again, when we're saved, we're in the world, but not of the world. So we know we have to sink, you know, according to God. But as the sister was saying, you know, on a secular matter, if you will, you know, there's spirit and then there's the flesh. But on the fleshly side of things, I think we can all maybe all think this time, I think we can all somewhat agree that how to build a healthy relationship based on the word, what men looking for, is to maintain a meaningful, we hear this word in this modern day, meaningful emotional connection with each other. And with my experience, I definitely can relate to that because I don't want a man, first of all, that's not God-minded, that's not saved, amen, that's not anointed, because I'm saved. So, again, why would I want someone that I'm not, you know, suitable for, a match for, you know, in the spirit first? And then right. Also, too, again, not afraid for us in relationships for men, look for someone that's not afraid of being respectful in disagreement. Well, where are men going to find that today? Because I'd be watching this myself. I said, these young ladies today, they're watching so many reality television, you know, social media, things of that nature. So all they know is just the fleshly side of things seem like more than the godly sort of thing. Because a lot of women, young women and older women as well, too, they're not as respectful, you know, to a man
right, exactly,
as like they used to, going back to feeling that men are weak.
Well, Minister Valerie, you know, and we started out because the men asked the question. But now when you really shift things around, we realize that it's not one-sided anymore. It is the same destruction
okay.
for men has now been elevated in destruction to women because they know how to get attention. They know how to get acknowledged as well as men. And then when they meet up, I counsel them at that point when they meet up and there's no relationship, there's no communication, there's no unity, because I know, and I'm going to say this loud, and anybody connected with me knows that I know, we are in the last days, and we're seeing the evidence of the Bible come to fruition that those of us that are ready, we're looking to help others get ready because we know the time is coming. I'm saying, when I hear even a Christian brother say, and this is because we got to do better as men. When I hear a Christian brother say, well, why, my first thing to him was, you at the wrong party. Then my second response to him was, is that you looking in the wrong place. And thirdly, I said, see, there's a difference between looking and finding.
That's right.
Looking means you're out there looking, she bad, he bad, oh, look, he got this, she got that. When you find somebody, it's kind of like out of nowhere. It's not because of what our physical, our spiritual, our educational, or our financial can show. It's because of what God has made us. And that's my biggest cry to everybody listening, not just women, not just men, to all of us, is that we start to really get in, oh my God, I don't want to offend nobody, but that we get in order to know our role,
uh-huh,
that
you
must find, and you must be found, you know.
That's right.
Can I just interject on that real quick, what you just said, because you done triggered me once again. When you said you hate, you pretty much don't want to shout that out. But come on now, let's go back to the Genesis. You're absolutely right, because I stand on that as well as myself. That's what I do believe, where we're missing it and we got off track, because you can't escape it. When you look at the world for real, for real, for real, you will notice why things are out of sync. because women, and I know women don't want to hear this and don't like it because I heard the word independence on today, women calling themselves boss ladies in the whole nine yards, but when they come home, they complain and how their man is not want their time. But why? Because woman was created to be the helpmeet to man. That's the bottom line. You cannot change God. I have seen it, I have tested, and I have witnessed it. You cannot change God. Woman was created specifically for that because that was the missing piece for Adam. So we know what the scriptures say. He took the rib out of his side, created the woman for his helpmeet, and he looked upon the woman and said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And so that's what, to me, that's where, and I'll say this too, if you allow me to do so, Holy Pastor E, and with all due respect, with that movement back, I think it was in the 60s or 70s, when the first woman burned the bra, that's where I believe that spirit entered into the world, with that spirit of independence. Now, mind me, I'm a woman. I don't mind being, you know, independent, if you will, because being a one-parent family, you got to be independent in that respect. But what I heard you saying when you said, Patsy, about our roles, but I do understand my role. I'm a woman. When it comes to what they say, Mother's Day, listen, I'm a woman. I don't celebrate no Father's Day. I barely celebrate Mother's Day, but I understand, as I said to my two born sons, I'm a woman first before I'm even your mother. So, again, we do have to understand our role. Even if you a boss lady, quote, unquote, there's still a place and a position for you to be alongside your man, not in front of him, not so much even in back of him. But I want also reminded of what Ephesians said with regard to a man loving him, God first. If you can't love Christ the way Christ loved the church, I am guaranteed that you can't love me. So when you're talking about that finding, Pastor E, these are the things that we need to be not searching for because that's hunting. But like you said, finding, because most oftentimes, as you said, it will find you out of nowhere. We often hear about these encounters. I went to the supermarket. I went to the laundromat. I was on the bus. I was here. I was there. And I met what the world considers as our soulmate. But we understand from a spiritual level, this is a man who finds a wife, finds a good thing. A wife is a good thing to a man and endures favor from God. And we have witnessed that through, I believe, through time to the current day, how the word stands. And this is why I'm encouraged to remain on the word, steadfast on the word. I can smell it and see it, not even a mile long anymore. You can step to me in the 5 to 1 second. The sermon is up so high, and I'm like, nope, that ain't God. Like you said, Patsy, no time to waste. If I don't see it and smell it, it ain't God. It ain't real for me. So this
and that's
is
so real.
That
is so real.
Keep myself, you know, in that place and position of finding.
Yes, and we got to find. We have to get right. Better at this thing. And that's the point of this. I'm opening this thing up. This is me asking everyone, can we get involved in communication? I have a platform here that I don't ask for donations. I don't ask for help. I don't ask for anything other than truth, saying we need a platform that we can communicate that others that aren't used to it have no place or a haven that they feel comfortable in. This is what this is all about. And I feel the fire burning right now. We got Minister Frankie. We got Minister Rhonda. We got Minister Yvonne. We got Minister Valerie. And now we have area code 725, last four, 1016 on the line.
That's Minister Yvonne.
That's Minister Yvonne. Hot topics, what it do?
Hey, I'm listening. Well, just to iterate on all this, I, you know, been through it here and there and dating knuckleheads. Trust me, knuckleheads, thinking like, hey, you know, he's a badass. Like, you know, he's from the hood. I can deal with this, deal with that. But the whole thing that was missing all of it was God. You know, if I thought he was going to church, I was going to church faithfully on Sundays, faithfully. And I guess they was thinking like, oh, well, she's going to church. She godly. She good. But I was still running around the neighborhood doing dirt just like everybody else. And on Sunday, I was doing my thing. But if he was going to church, I was missing that. We didn't go to church together. We never mentioned God once through our whole relationship. So that was missing. But now, as men, they go to prison. They didn't go to church not one day that they was out here. They was missing that. And now that when they go to prison and they find God and they come out, was missing. And now you're out here looking for a female that has God, and they don't want that. So what they missed is that they were missing God. So now that you find somebody that you're saying, you know what, I want that badass back. Hold on. When I watched you grow up, you were going to church. So what happened? So don't think that you were lost along the way by yourself. You weren't. You found yourself.
Right.
You found yourself, and you went. You saved yourself. God saved you to go the right way. Now, me being who I am, I have walked that path many a times. And now that I have a man in my life, and we pray. I've never dated nobody. I got married twice, and rest the soul of one. Not once did we pray together, pick up the Holy Bible, until 3 years ago. Now we read scriptures, and yeah, we kind of bump heads, but God brings it all together to let me understand. Okay, you know what? You know what? As long, but if there is no bumping heads,
you're gonna bump some heads. Okay, just keep it 100.
Right, keep it 100. But if you don't bump heads, when are you gonna find the understanding? Where are you gonna find the understanding at? Where are you guys gonna find that? Okay, we need to communicate to find that understanding. And that's where God is going to be like, you know what, this is where you're going to look, because see, you're not going to go find out, you're not going to go to the next woman, because you know what, hey, let's find it in the Bible. Let's find out why this is happening. Let's find the answer to that in the Bible. And we will go to the Bible. We won't get one Bible. He will pull out three or four Bibles, a dictionary and a thesaurus to help me understand, to help us understand. And now, our relationship, our relationship now is on God, with God.
Amen.
And
that's
now,
real talk. See, and that, you know, but Yvonne, that's where others need to hear how, after so many mistakes, after so many downfalls, after so many miscues, that you understand now that let me help you not make the same mistake. And go through the spiritual, the physical, and the emotional, and the financial downfall, but start to listen to God a lot more and let that happen. Look, we got about 3 minutes left on Women Speak Now, and this has been great. I want to invite you guys back. Next Thursday is Prophetess Lisa, but every second Tuesday and Thursday is Hot Topics, where all of us come together. I want to invite you guys back on Man Up, the second Tuesday of July. We're going to go deeper, but we have more time. But right now, we're scheduled only for an hour, and I know it's going to cut us off. We can schedule 3 hours for this conversation. We got to talk more. We got to hear each other more.
Man.
We have to, first of all, respect each other more and know that we are a lot alike. We just say things differently. And when you get older, I'm going to talk to some old folks before we close out tonight. When you cross 50, you be like, man, everybody go on menopause. Everybody go through this. We have the same kind of heat flashes and instances in our lives that, like, man, we thought we were different, but we're really alike. And now we can see clearly. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. And be able to say, you know what, let's really talk about this thing and become better as people, not as a male or a female, but just become better as people.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank you guys tonight. I thank you guys tonight. This is Dynamic. We want you back. Please, if somebody out there is in, has it in their spirit that you want to co-host this broadcast with me, get in touch. Also, we have an opening for Women Speak Now on the first Thursday of every month. We have an opening spot, 1 hour. It's yours. We don't want a preacher. We want a teacher. We want a hostess. We want somebody that's going to bring other people in and give them an opportunity to speak now and be heard. But the first Amen. Thursday of every month is open, and my co-hostess for Women Speak Now and Be Heard is open for the second Tuesday and the second Thursday of every month. If you're interested in God and speaking your life, please reach out to me. Let's make some things happen. Other than that, thank you guys tonight for this broadcast. We have spoken. We have been heard. But guess what? Now I can do better because I know it ain't only about me. It's about God. In Jesus' name
Amen.
We pray. Let the church say.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Blessings to you all. Thank you, Pastor.